Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Rotarian Kirsten Peck about Daffodil Days. One sign of spring around the Washington area is Daffodil Days. Can you let us know about this and when it'll be happening this year?
Yeah, so Daffodil Days actually used to be an American Cancer Society fundraiser. And currently, for the past 3 years, Rotary has actually taken over the fundraiser, still in partnership with the Relay for Life of Washington County. And this year, we actually have all three Rotary clubs in Washington County, so Washington, Wellman, and Kelowna participating. And residents will have until February 29th to place their order for daffodils.
And who do they contact to order the daffodils?
Yeah, in Washington, they can get a hold, well, in any county, they can get a hold of any Rotarian, and specifically Susan Wellington in Washington, Bob Freeman in Wellman, or Jeremy Statler in Kelowna. Or they can also contact members of Relay for Life teams.
Do you often see people order these for someone other than themselves?
Yeah, I think the tradition of daffodils is still, you know, a nice way to mark springtime, which is great. And I think still a lot of people are ordering daffodils and delivering them to people, either who have had cancer or maybe have lost someone to cancer.
And the registration is due February 29th. When will they be delivered?
February 29th, yep, is a deadline. They will be delivered in the first couple weeks of March.
And are there certain bunches that people can order?
Yep, for a minimum donation of $10, people can order a bunch of daffodils, which is approximately 10 stems of flowers. Or for $15, they can get a bunch in a vase or a potted mini daffodil set for $15 as well.
And how will the funds raised be split between Rotarians and the American Cancer Society?
That's a great question. So the funds are split 50-50. Last year, Daffodil Days raised about $5,000. So the Rotary's Club split the $2,500 to go towards their programs and scholarships in their clubs. And then the Relay for Life also got $2,500 about.
When it was no longer carried as an American Cancer Society only fundraiser, how did it become a partnership with Rotarians?
Well, you know, there's just some people in the community who really enjoy Daffodil Days. And so when Rotary thought of picking this fundraiser up, we wanted to just keep that partnership going because so many people have associated it with the Relay for Life in town. And it's really just a great partnership because it allows us to help support another local nonprofit that does really good work.
And you said about $5,000 was raised last year. That's quite a few daffodils.
That is quite a few daffodils, and I'll let somebody else do the math on how many stems that is.
Are you hoping to reach that fundraising level again this year?
Yeah, we're hoping to hit $5,000 this year. More is great, but we do look forward to, again, just the community support of this fundraiser and then all the amazing things that those funds go to support in Washington County.
And in closing, can you remind us again how we go about ordering these?
Yeah, so you can contact any Rotarian in the county, specifically Susan Wellington, Bob Freeman, or Jeremy Statler. Or they can also get in touch with Relay for Life team members.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Kirsten Peck, a Washington Rotarian, speaking about Daffodil Days. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.